Welcome, everyone, to another edition of Community In Depth, and we are going to talk about moving our feet and maybe other parts of ourselves, which I can't wait to hear about, with our friends that are on the phone from Anytime Fitness of Hastings. We have Courtney Janish, Lisa Cruz, and John McQuaid, and they are personal trainers at Anytime Fitness in Hastings, which is in the Westview Center, and they are so excited to help us today. How are you guys? What's news?
Good. How are you, Mo?
I'm great, thank you. Courtney, let's start with you. How have you been doing during the pandemic? I mean, how has it affected you personally?
I don't know that it's affected me like a whole lot personally, but it is a little more challenging. You definitely have to think about what you're doing, when you're able to even do it, what are the rules to participate. You just are always constantly thinking about what guidelines. What are the guidelines for this place? And so that part's been a little bit challenging because we're so used to just doing what we want when we want.
Right, right. How about you, Lisa? How have things changed for you?
Well, not too terribly bad. Just until recently, I do have a family member that has come down with some heart issues and different things. So I'm a little more conscious about where I'm going and what things that I'm doing so that I can, you know, go to see them. That's really surreal when you find out a family member has something like that and you're not allowed to go visit or do those sorts of things. So those are the things that I'm a lot more aware of now, that we used to just take advantage of being able to go to the hospital and visit them and go to their house. But right now that's something a little bit more that I have to think about.
And John, how about you? You can't go clubbing as much, I know.
I can't go clubbing as much. Yeah, I can't get on the range as much as I want to, I know what I mean.
That kind of clubbing.
I've been good. I mean, I've been, like you know, I'm in grad school ever since the spring, and I've only been in the classroom for 2 months, and the rest has been online, which is a real bummer. But like Courtney said, the guidelines are constantly changing, and we want to know where the guidelines are for going to the gym or going to the restaurant, going out in public. Wherever we want to go, there's something always changing, and we're trying our best to adapt to this crazy world we're living in right now. But other than that, I've just been busy studying and trying to keep people happy here at the club and in my personal life, and it's been good.
You know, I think the one thing that stays constant with Anytime Fitness is that it really is meant for people that if they are a little shy about being out in public with other people, they can exercise anytime they want, can't they?
Yeah, yeah, sure. So, I mean, if you're nervous about being here when other people are here, you can come maybe a little bit later than you normally would or a little bit earlier than you normally would just to try and not be here with so many people. Plus, a lot of people are working from home right now, so they have a little bit more flexible schedules. We're seeing that every day at the gym. We never really know when the busy hour is going to be because people are kind of changing up when they come.
And how has it been? Have you been back to 100% of where you were pre-COVID?
No. No, it hasn't. It hasn't been, like, crazy busy. It's consistent. We're pretty steady. So it's been fine, at least that way, but it's definitely not anywhere near where it was. You know, you think back when this all started in February, March, that's kind of our peak season anyway. So you go from peak season to, like,
rapidly dropping?
Nothing, and then kind of just slowly starting to trickle back in now that it's getting cooler out again.
Well, that's the good news, is that for you guys, I think, is that the weather is going to change here, even though it's been beautiful the last couple of weeks. But we do know that you can't exercise, most people can't anyway, outside year-round at the same intensity that you could at your fitness place. How easy is it for us to get a membership, please?
Yeah, nothing super crazy coming either. You can call, email, send us a message on Facebook to set up a time to come in, or you can just come during our office hours. We have everybody sign in at the front. We use hand sanitizer when people come in and masks when they get here. And then Kate gives them a little tour, or one of us will give you a tour of what the gym, what we have to offer and what the gym looks like. And then just sit down with Kate and figure out what membership's right for you.
What are some of the choices, please?
So recently we started doing bi-weekly billing, so our options are a little bit different. But typically around that 12-month, most people do a 12-month contract. But we have seen quite a few more month-to-month options just with COVID being here. People, I think, are a little bit more leery of signing a longer commitment.
Courtney, you know how I don't like to be pinned down. Kind of a free spirit. So I know that most people are getting kind of mentally exhausted with all this COVID stuff. And is there a way that you can help us get out of our funk? Because exercise really is the key, isn't it, a lot of times?
Yeah, for sure. We've noticed a lot of people, not necessarily the people that are here, but maybe some people that we've been trying to get back in here that are struggling more mentally than physically, just getting back into some sort of a routine. When you get out of that fitness routine, it definitely, and even healthy eating routine, it definitely changes how you think about things and your mental health. And it is kind of that we're in October and this mental health awareness, and a bunch of gyms and fitness centers across the U.S. recently started Fight It With Fitness to just kind of raise awareness to everybody to try and fight COVID and fight mental health and fight other sort of illnesses with fitness, and trying to get more active and get yourself back into that sort of routine to maybe kind of lessen some of these things. Obviously, it's not necessarily going to make mental health or any of these illnesses go away, but there are a lot of studies and research that shows just being active 30 minutes a day, how that can totally change your entire mindset.
Because your body releases endorphins when you hit an exercise high, is that correct?
Yes.
So like what you said, Mo, like obviously when you exercise, your body's going to release endorphins, you know, those feel-good hormones. What helps with the endorphins is like it obviously makes you feel better. It makes you feel productive. It helps you take your mind off of maybe the things that are keeping you anxious, or if you have some sort of depressive mood. Because we all have depressive moods, but there's not all of us are depressed, if that makes sense. So exercise helps us kind of step away from the issues of our life and just kind of help us focus on ourselves, and it can help us gain our confidence back. You know, when we want to reach goals and exercise and we meet them, we want to establish more goals or even more challenges, even if they're little ones. That's just enough to boost your confidence. And with exercise, getting in shape helps you feel better about your appearance and your overall confidence.
So how can Fight It With Fitness, how can this challenge help us, please?
So the goal with Fight It With Fitness is we're just trying to get people more active and back into the gym, and trying to fight off all of these things like diabetes, obesity, hypertension, all of those things. And so how we're doing is we have a 5-point fitness pledge. And so for us, that means for gyms, trying to maintain social distance when you're in the gyms as best as possible, commitment to reinforcing the capacity limits. So for us, that's a 25% capacity limit, which we don't really even get close to very often every day. Making sure we have more sanitation protocols, And then just keeping in contact and paying attention to what's going on with local government and the CDC guidelines, and then mask policies. So for us, the mask policy is wearing it into the gym, wearing it while you're not working out. You can remove the mask while you're working out, but we ask that you put it back on when you're done. So just trying to do our best to, we're going to do our best by these five rules, so hopefully you feel a little bit more safe coming to the gym and working out.
And how long should we be working out per day, please?
Recommended is about 30 minutes of physical activity every day. And that doesn't even necessarily have to mean 30 minutes all at once. That could be you go for a little 15-minute walk in the morning and a little 15-minute walk at the end of the day. As long as you're trying to get some sort of physical activity in, and you spend about 30 minutes every day doing it. And less than 5% of adults in our country participate in that.
Less than 5% get 30 minutes of exercise a day?
You heard it here first, Mo.
I totally heard it here first. Okay, that's frightening.
It is.
Yeah.
We got to do this. We got to fight it with fitness or something. What can we do?
Yeah, so for us, we're obviously just trying to get people into the gym. Mm-hmm. And then when they're in here, making use of their time, getting them in and out as fast as possible. So we still have one-on-one training, and then we have our group training sessions as well. And our group training sessions are more like small group training sessions right now, just because we're trying to follow the rules, right? Keep distance, sanitizing extra, keeping people in their own space as best as possible. And so we're only having 5 people in a group setting right now, and we're just trying to get them a really good, efficient workout and get them out quick.
And we're trying to offer different times of the days for different sessions. So we do have the morning hours, which would be a 5:30 session, a 6:15 session that just got added to Tuesdays and Thursday mornings, and we also have an 8:30 in the morning session. Plus, we also have our evening sessions, which are 5 o'clock, 6 o'clock on Mondays, Wednesdays, and then 4 and 5 o'clock on Tuesdays and Thursdays. So we have a good array of sessions for people to pick from.
And how long are each session, please?
They roughly are about 45 minutes. That includes a good warm-up, includes the workout itself, and then it also we have a good recovery at the end. So by the time we get through showing them what to do and get the activities going, it usually is about 45 minutes.
So all three of you are trainers. Explain your training style. If there's somebody that's listening at home that perhaps hasn't been to the gym in a long time but really knows that they'd like to do something, do each of you have a specialty that you enjoy, or do you like to work with all people?
I think it varies for all of us.
We're all going to have different backgrounds.
Yeah.
But I think before we get to that, though, Mo, I think it's really one thing to say with me, Courtney, and Lisa, it's really unique because we can combine all of our styles and help clients achieve their goals because we all kind of learn from each other, and we create our ideas that way.
So tell us what your individual styles are, please.
I'll go first. Yeah. So I come from an athletic background. When I was in high school, I learned how to like train like more of like plyometrics, so like explosive training, and then weight training, which could be within. There's a lot of bodybuilding style training, not necessarily Olympic weightlifting or CrossFit. Mm-hmm. More of just learning how to properly move weights, like the compound lifts, your bench, your squat, deadlift, and overhead press. Well, it's kind of that bro kind of style training when I first got into, before I really came to Anytime. But then once I came here, it became more functional training, just learning how to properly move my body. Because, you know, I'm getting old. I got to learn how to properly move myself and not injure myself. So I want to take what I know and apply it to clients in a more smart and professional manner.
Awesome. How about you, Courtney?
I mean, I came to Anytime almost seven, eight years ago as just a member and kind of grew to see how the brand changed as I've been here. And I kind of like it all. I've worked with all sorts of different people, from very fit people to people that have never been in a gym before. I've worked with younger clients to people in their 80s. And I like I like all of them. Every person is their own unique challenge, just depending on what it is their goal is, right? Not everybody has the same goal. So it's kind of fun to work with a variety of different people because nobody's the same. So you have to adapt based on what they can do, what they want to be able to do. And working in the small groups with a group of people is always fun too, because there's always good stories there and good camaraderie.
How about you, Lisa?
Well, I could say I was the bro girl when I first started. I've been doing this for a long time. I mean, I've been a trainer for about 5 years, but I started off with probably more of the bodybuilding style because that's what I knew. And then when I just did that, did my competitions, and I worked with young kids. And then when I kind of got into this, I realized, oh my gosh, not everyone wants to get into the whole bodybuilding style. So they're, like Courtney and John said, you got your young kids to people that have never come into the gym. So I've been able to work with all of those. I have a client right now that is relearning to walk. So that is a challenge in itself, but it's really refreshing and rewarding in itself. I have tried different styles. I do, when I came here, like they said, it's more functional training. And I think our everyday people are dealing with functional training all day long and they don't even realize it. So we just put more of an emphasis on it and find great results with it. So I like all styles, I guess.
Well, I know that all three of you are very encouraging to your clientele. Tell people again how they can join Anytime Fitness.
Sure. You said it earlier, we're located in the Westview Mall, so they can stop by. We have office hours from 10 to 6, Monday through Thursday, 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. on Friday, and then some Saturday hours from 9 to noon. But they can also give us a call at 651-438-8818, or they can reach out to us on social media or just search for us on the web and reach out to us that way as well. We're here to help, whether it's working with us or just kind of getting to know us, and we'll help guide you in the right direction.
We really appreciate it. Thank you so much. Anytime Fitness, we want to thank Courtney Janish, Lisa Cruz, and John McQuaid. Thanks for calling in today. Keep up the good work, and you are listening to another edition of Community in Depth on AM 1460 and FM 97.7 KDWA in Hastings.